I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Good to have you along today. Top officials in Washington and Riyadh have tried their best to close the books on the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, but the questions surrounding the killing just keep coming. CIA Director Gina Haspel was on Capitol Hill, fielding some of them today. We're going to start off today tackling one of those questions ourselves. Did Saudi officials track Khashoggi via his phone communications? Omar Abdulaziz thinks so. He's a friend of Khashoggi's who lives in Montreal. Abdulaziz is suing an Israeli company called NSO Group. He says NSO supplied the spyware that the Saudi government used to hack his cell phone and, as he told the CBC, his conversations with Khashoggi.
Yes, Mr. Jamal Khashoggi, and I'm sorry to say that, he was contacting me via my cell phone, the one that was hacked. So I'm pretty sure that they were listening to the interviews, that they were reading the conversations that we had.
NSO says the lawsuit is baseless, but the Citizen Lab, a University of Toronto project that investigates digital espionage, they've concluded with high confidence that the Saudi government did target Abdulaziz's phone. Ron Diebert is the director of the Citizen Lab, so the technology here is a little complicated. Let's start there. How does this Pegasus spyware work?
Essentially, the spyware works by taking advantage of what are flaws in the code of devices that aren't even known to the manufacturers of those devices. So in this case, we're talking about Apple and its iPhone, which is a very secure product. The operators of the spyware typically send a text message or an email that contains a link. They try to trick the recipient into clicking on the link. Once they click, the spyware is activated silently. And it can read all the emails, it could activate the camera, the microphone, effectively turning the device into an espionage tool in the pocket of a target.
Did Omar Abdulaziz come to you and state his suspicions? I mean, how did you and the Citizen Lab get involved?
No, actually, it was the other way around. It's quite fascinating. Over the course of a couple of years, using a variety of quite complicated technical means, we've been tracking the infrastructure of NSO Group, the vendor that sells Pegasus spyware, and we were able to see that there were live infections in the Quebec region. So we actually set out to try to identify who the victim would be. Omar is a very prominent person on YouTube and Twitter. He's a critic of the Saudi regime. So he was one of the people that we suspected might be targeted. When we met him, we searched through his text messages, and he received a text message with a fake DHL courier notification that contained one of these exploit links. Coincidentally, Omar had earlier in the day ordered something off of Amazon. So when we examined his messages, we could see that he had opened the message, and that was probably enough to infect his phone. And then we also matched his movements. We could see infections coming in from two different internet service providers, and these matched exactly the movements of Omar Abdulaziz.
I mean, it's cloak and dagger stuff, but can your organization, the Citizen Lab, reasonably conclude that the hack then contributed to Jamal Khashoggi's death?
Well, interestingly, our report was published on October 1st, and the very next day, Khashoggi was murdered. On that morning, when Khashoggi had disappeared, Omar sent me a text saying he was very concerned because he and Khashoggi had been planning, and that's the first I'd heard about their relationship. So that means that the Saudi operators would have been able to intercept all of their plans, all of their encrypted messages, all of their phone calls, etc. So it's certain that they knew what they were planning. Whether or not that contributed specifically to the decision to murder Khashoggi is something we'd have to ask Mohammed bin Salman and senior Saudi officials.
How did the Saudis get the software? Was it as simple as just buying it from NSO Group?
This is part of the reason that we at Citizen Lab have been monitoring this particular company and other companies like them. The market for this type of very powerful commercial spyware is largely unregulated and prone to abuse. So companies like NSO Group don't really care who their clients are or how their clients use and abuse the software, although they claim otherwise. And what we have been showing in our research is, although the software is marketed for anti-terror and criminal investigations and sold exclusively to governments, governments are using them to monitor journalists, human rights defenders, and so on. prior to our report on Omar Abdulaziz, we confirmed an Amnesty International report that one of their researchers and a Saudi dissident based in the UK were similarly targeted with the same spyware.
What precautions are Saudi activists taking?
Well, there's naturally a lot of alarm in the Saudi human rights community based on this reporting. We've been receiving a lot of inquiries from people who are concerned about text messages they received. We are able to verify whether people have been targeted based on the text messages they receive and specifically the links, which we can say with confidence are connected to NSO Group. So we published a list of all of those domains and have encouraged Saudi activists and others to check against those domains to see whether their phone has been targeted or infected in the past. And then beyond that, there's just, you know, good common sense precautions not to click on links that are contained in emails or attachments from people that you don't trust or expect.
And Omar Abdulaziz himself, apparently he was invited to speak with officials at the Saudi consulate in Canada. He declined. What precautions is he taking for his own safety?
I'm not sure exactly what he's doing, but certainly that was chilling to hear that Omar was visited by emissaries of Saudi Arabia in the summer and encouraged to visit the embassy in Canada, knowing what happened to Jamal Khashoggi. You know, I will say that Omar is a very brave person for coming forward and being so transparent about what happened to him. He said he feels very guilty that the surveillance on his phone could have led to what happened to Khashoggi. But he nonetheless is speaking about it in order to raise awareness, which I think is both very important and very laudable.
Ron Deber, the director of the Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.